Hello, welcome to the fourth podcast in the series Social Military. Together with Influence Solutions and Defence IQ.com, I'm David Bailey, and away from Kabul in Afghanistan for this podcast, because I've taken 2 weeks R&R and come back to my base in northern Bosnia, just north of the city of Banja Luka, where I'm stood outside, not in a warm Kabul day, but in a very chilly, damp sort of autumnal morning in Southeast Europe. I've been thinking a lot recently, the last couple of days, while de-stressing, if you like, about social media, and if we'd had social media here in Bosnia in the late 90s, early 2000, could we have used that to support our operations to influence target audiences? Well, back then it was just radio that we could use, and magazines and leaflets and word of mouth. But of course now, with Twitter, Facebook, Dig, and a plethora of other social media platforms, people have got much more connectivity with information, much more connectivity with views and opinions. And they can prove or disprove not only what military operations are telling them, but also their own politicians and their own communities. I live now amongst the target audience that I try to influence from 1998 to 2005. And I have to say that if we'd had social media then, I think we could have done a lot more. We would have been much more successful than using the traditional methods that the military have always relied on, in particular radio. The wonderful thing about social media is that it does breach all the peer groups. There's no way that people can, you know, be stuck in the street listening to a comment or being forced to engage with soldiers on peacekeeping operations, because all they're going to do is give the information, give the answers that people want to hear. In other words, the military. So when people are doing target audience analysis, they come away with what they think is right, but which is in reality totally wrong, totally false. If we look at Twitter now, we can engage people on a one-to-one basis. People will talk about anything. And they really do not have to worry about their personal security, because they're all using different usernames, handles, whatever you want to call them. On Facebook even, people are setting up so many false profiles these days, it's unbelievable. But if you forget about that and forget about the security aspects of everything, people are engaging in things. One of the major issues that I have, especially working with NATO at the moment, is the fact that the military refuse to really get involved with starting the conversation. And a good example of that is in Kosovo recently, there was a Facebook group set up by some Kosovars, mainly Albanian Kosovars, criticising NATO's influence activities as far as posters were concerned. Everybody had told us there in NATO, in KFOR, that our posters were successful, we had good response ratings, and that we were going in the right direction. There was a Facebook group set up by these Kosovars, mainly in the Albanian language, some Serbians joined, and also very much the use of English. They were not happy with what we were producing. They thought at times that it was insulting and that we were being childish. And we obviously didn't understand what they, the Kosovo Albanians, were really all about. We stumbled across a Facebook group by chance. When we went to the chain of command, everybody was of the opinion, well, let it go, they don't really mean it, and everything will be forgotten, and we'll get on with it. But a couple of us suggested that we should do what social media is all about, starting the conversation. And we went in to the group as KFOR Kosovo, totally open, totally transparent, and said, hey, seen this group, you have some concerns, give us a few days and we'll get some answers back to you. Once that had happened, the whole, how can I best put it, the nasty, painful, poisonous comments stopped. And people within that group suddenly realised that it was, you know, NATO talking to them. Let's listen to what they've got to say. The result was that we did have a lot of issues. We had totally misread the target audience. Our target audience analysis had been clearly way off mark. But now we had a focus group like no other. We could talk on a one-to-one basis with over 450 people, not